Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion to open up the Sullivan, County of Sullivan IDA?
I'll move it.
I'll make it. I'll second it.
Okay, before we get, start going into the resolutions, does everybody on the board have, because we're certainly going to have to go into executive session to discuss a couple items, the call-in number for just the board members should have received? Does everybody have that?
I don't.
What?
It came on your email at 1:13 Friday, Ed.
I got it this morning, so why don't you, someone send it out again? I just got it this morning. I didn't get it Friday.
I got a copy where it went to everybody on Friday.
I'm texting it to Ed right now.
Okay. Does everybody else have it?
Yep.
Okay. So let's go back to the meeting. So let's go on. We'll start with old businesses extending the sales tax abatement for Varia Lifestyle. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the next is new business. We're going to be discussing the Paris reports.
And we're not ready to present those to you at this point. We're still needing some information.
Yeah, so we'll wait until next one.
Thank you.
The filing date was extended on that anyhow, right, Jen?
That's correct.
So we'll have it until next month?
There's no new deadlines been given. The ABO is just asking all public authorities to indicate the reasons why they filed after March 31st, which are obvious.
Okay, the next three are all extending sales tax. Is there any reason why we can't do them at once? Okay, a motion to do all three of them. And I assume they're all up to date with their filings?
So it's clear to everybody on the call that doesn't have the agenda in front of them, Ira, they're Amitra, New York Tustin 1 Solar Project, New York Thompson 1 Solar Project.
Okay, sorry, I'll read it next time. I'm just assuming everybody has the agenda, so.
Well, I'll make that motion.
Second?
This is Jennifer.
Go ahead, Jen.
I just wanted to mention that we are still waiting on not an IDA sales tax report, but a New York State Tax Department report from New York Thompson 1. And I expect we will get it soon, but it's been difficult for them to produce it in the current situation. So I just wanted to ask the board if you would. Generate Capital.
Okay. I think anything that we anticipate getting from Generate Capital is going to be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Their offices are in San Francisco and their offices under a state mandate are closed.
Mm-hmm. Can we approve it pending getting the reports, or you think it's going to be a long time?
They don't owe the IDA any reports or any fees. This is a report they owe New York State that we get a copy of, correct, Jen?
That's correct. And we do need that, but we need a figure from that report for our Paris. So we're pushing them to produce it as fast as they can.
I've been trying to work with their executive team to see if somebody can gather that information remotely, but they are not allowed to go to their office. They're in the People's Republic of San Francisco, so they're great.
But that doesn't matter for this motion, does it? This is just to continue
later than sooner.
Well, it's just extending the period. So there's no harm, no foul, really.
Question of, are they up to date on everything? And they are not up to date on everything on New York Thompson 1. They're missing a state report, but I think it's reasonable to conclude that it doesn't matter to us at this point. They have landscaping to do, and they have some trees to plant, and it was our intent to provide sales tax abatement on those materials.
Okay. So
we have a motion on the floor.
We have a second.
The motion, I'll question then.
You have a second.
I'll second it.
I didn't hear it.
Howard.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next resolution is directing a recapture of sales and use tax exceeding the amount authorized for Empire Resorts Real Estate, LLC, relating to Resorts World Golf Project. A motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second it. Everybody's getting tired, I think. Discussion?
Walter?
Sir.
How realistic will there ever be a golf project?
We're being told that the golf project they've built 12 holes, so they're more than halfway done. I don't have a crystal ball, but the intent they've expressed on our periodic update conference calls have been that they do not plan on restarting construction in a material way in 2020, but that they will be starting construction again in 2021.
Opening in 22.
Correct.
I would think that just an observation that for them to succeed, which is questionable, a golf course is absolutely imperative.
I think they agree. There's just a limit to the generosity of their financial contributor.
Oh, no, I understand. I understand all that. It's just, I'm just making an observation.
I heard a motion by Susie. I'm sorry, I didn't hear a second.
Second.
I'll second it.
Paul?
Any more discussion?
Does everybody understand what this is and why? I tried to be very specific in the resolution.
Can you restate the summary, Walter, please, so we're all clear?
We authorized for the golf course project a maximum amount of otherwise taxable purchases, which translated to a maximum sales and use tax exemption benefit of $591,408. There are two converging factors. One is that the entire management of the casino has turned over, so there's very little knowledge by current management of what was happening prior to current management taking over. And the second thing is that they ran into, and I'm not a golfer, Ira can probably describe this better than me, but they ran into a lot of groundwater at the Concord. Was that like a wet golf course, Ira?
There was a swamp before the park was built there.
So their construction costs ballooned way in excess of what their golf course designer had estimated as the budgeted amount to build a golf course because of groundwater conditions that they had to deal with. So they purchased amounts.
This is not the original golf course, then.
It's near where some of it is the original golf course, but I think it all sits on top of areas with high groundwater, if I heard them correctly on the conference calls. Ira, would that be right?
12 holes were the original monster. The other six they're getting from the international. But I think they also had headaches. The DEC came down where they typically would seed the fairways. Believe it or not, they put down sod on a lot of it because they were getting a hard time, is what I heard, which is crazy how much that had to cost.
I was just going to say that. That's unbelievable.
That's good for the sod farmers.
Right.
But the original
monster bringing
truckloads of sod was incredible.
So what happened is they purchased otherwise taxable goods, services, and materials that equated to a sales and use tax exemption benefit of $648,177.40. So they have exceeded the amount the IDA authorized by $56,769.40. The purpose of this resolution would be to instruct Jennifer to recapture that amount, and there, this is not a common thing, but there are some tax department bulletins that outline the procedure that she would need to follow.
So is it, I have a question. So are we trying to, we want to take the, we want the 56,000, but we also want to give them then in the future a bigger amount because they have six more holes to go.
That's correct, but they're not planning on starting construction on those six holes anytime soon, and they're going to go back and rebudget the amount they believe it costs to build those six holes because they were off by like 80% on the first 12 holes. So they'll make the request. We've asked them not to make the request on an emergency basis. They've agreed they wouldn't do that, but they're not going to be doing any work there anytime soon, so we will be getting that request someday in the future.
So it is our intention to just increase what we originally said or look for that money?
No, we'll have to make that decision in the future, but my gut is that we intended to assist them to build 18 holes, and you...
No, what I'm saying is the current 56,000.
56,000, they ran over their amount, so we must recapture it. But before they spend any money, they will amend their application to increase the authorized amount.
Okay, good.
And hopefully this time they'll get their budget closer to reality so that they don't exceed the amount a second time.
Does everybody understand it? Any more discussion? So I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next resolution is authorizing the amendment of Adlar Developer LLC payment in lieu of taxation agreement to authorize acceptance of guarantee from EPR Properties as financial security for the 2021 pilot payment.
This one I can take very quickly. Their request was for the parent company guarantee to be accepted throughout the term of the pilot. It was reviewed by two of our board members who believe it's a reasonable request given their cash position for 2021, but that with the uncertainty of the current times as it relates to their various businesses, that we shouldn't make a permanent change right now, but to allow them for a parent company guarantee for the 2021 pilot is the recommendation by Mr. Gunther and Mr. Siegel.
The key part is that it's finite. In other words, it has to be reviewed again.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Who moved it and who seconded it?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Who was that?
Howard.
Paul.
And Howard Paul. And
Paul. Okay.
And the next resolution is partly that we started the discussion earlier in the funding corp, authorizing the execution of mortgage deferment agreements and mortgage modifications. So this is where someone has a mortgage, and since we are the, you know, entitled, that the banks are requiring us, if they give deferments, that we sign off on it. So first let's make a motion, we can have discussion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second
it. And I'm going to go for the record that I'm going to recuse or abstain because my husband is one of the mortgages in question.
Okay. Any discussion? Or
isn't this, let me ask you a question. Isn't this for every mortgage?
In other words, like I'll just use Joe's example. As you know, the building they own on Broadway, the law firm, is a pilot project, so they have a mortgage with Catskill Hudson. They asked for a deferral until the PPP funds come in. Catskill Hudson said it's entitled to IDA. You need the IDA to sign off on this request. So that's what this is. I don't know about all the others, but I know that many such requests were made, is my understanding.
That's correct. And in addition to Susie recusing herself, Mr. Sykes should also likewise recuse himself because some of the mortgages are from the Jeff Bank. Mr. Sykes is a director of the Jeff Bank. The good news is we still have a quorum.
And the better news is I'll make the motion.
And I'll second it.
Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. I think the next one I'm going to put on hold until exec session to discuss it.
Well, it's a personnel matter. You have to.
Yeah. So we probably shouldn't have been on here until after. So skipping that next resolution. The rest are all discussions, requests for amendment of payment in lieu of tax agreement related to Varia Lifestyle.
We can take that either in executive session or if nobody has any questions, up to the board. It's a complicated situation, needless to say.
I think it'd be wise for us to discuss it first with the board. I'm not sure if everybody has all the facts. And there were two people I gave, you know, were appointed as liaisons, and I think they should report back to the board. So I'd like to do that in executive.
Okay.
Status of loan projects, also same thing. Self-evaluation, we can, why don't we just make a motion to go into executive and deal with the other items and then come back, because there will be,
there will be action taken.
There will be an action, yes. So, motion to go to executive.
I'll make
that motion.
So everybody...